line in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 26 June 2007. I have Robbie Noel online with us. Robbie, I've been doing this for a long time.
Yes.
And I'll tell you something. I'm not even comfortably numb, but I am numb. What I've seen transpire in just the last few days, I don't know if you heard me at the top of the hour talking about Harry Reid, Democrat, gets on the House floor after the vote, the fix, if you will, the 65 to 35 to move ahead with the immigration reform bill. Harry Reid gets on the Senate floor and goes into this long diatribe of this being the most important, probably the most important piece of legislation ever to hit the United States Senate. Now, we're talking in all of our history here. And then he went on to give out a litany of the Scooter Libbys and the other people that are in prison right now, that the American people have lost faith in their government. And I am just sitting there, and I am astounded, literally slack-jawed, watching this character and his response as to why this legislation has to move forward. And I'm thinking to myself, And I'm seeing some poll numbers, by the way, and they're being skewed. Oh, 50% of the people are against the illegal aliens. That is not the case. They are even fixing the polls right now. Sure. And I'm watching this horror play out. And I just cannot believe my eyes, and I cannot believe my ears.
Well, I mean, you got to look at, one of the guys, obviously, that was a driving force behind getting the bill back on the floor was Senator Trent Lott. And I will remind you that he was the one a few days ago who said that talk radio is running America. We have to deal with that problem. Well, they are dealing with that problem. I don't know if you've looked at our friends at Shoutcast today. But the website is black. And the reason why the website is black is, as they say, the future of internet radio is in immediate danger. Royalty rates for webcasters have been drastically increased by a record ruling and are due to go in effect on July the 15th. Effectively, Trent Lott is doing what he promised.
Now,
he's going to fix it.
Well, Robbie, isn't it interesting that 5 days ago, Hillary Clinton and I do believe, who was the other socialist, the senator, female, I'll think of her name here in a second. They were Barbara Boxer. They were in the elevator and they were talking about talk radio and something's got to be done about it. Here Trent Lott trots out 5 days later. And what's he talking about? Oh, this horrible talk radio.
Sure. Because, I mean, anybody that's tried to contact Senator Lott's office over the last few days to complain against the bill, they've all got the same response when they call, and that is his message box is full. And he was even quoted as saying that the three girls that he has in his office, their time is consumed with answering the phone calls from undignified, irate consumers that he's not paying any attention to. I mean, constituents that he's not paying attention to because of the level of vitriol. And, the level of vitriol is out there. But the bottom line is, look, John, you know and I know that our voices mean absolutely nothing to the movers and shakers in Washington. They listen to the dictates of those who write the big checks. I mean, people seem to forget that this bankruptcy bill that was conveniently passed 2 years ago, they knew full well what was going to happen, and it was written by the credit card companies.
Okay, hold that thought, Robbie. We've got to take the break. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
During the break here, I had the opportunity to peek into Fox News, and, well, the House, Robbie, is just flat out against what the Senate has just done.
Well, put it this way, this bill is gonna pass the so-called crucial vote. But Nancy Pelosi has told George Bush this, she will not bring, I mean, there's a second chance here, but it's fait accompli. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi has told George Bush that if he can't deliver 70 votes, she's not even gonna bring the bill up on the floor. So if you hear her bringing the bill up on the House side, will pretty much indicate to you that Bush has achieved the objective of delivering 70 votes for her in the House. So, yeah. I mean, I'd like to be optimistic and say there's a good opportunity that sane people will prevail and this insanity bill will obviously die as it should. But you got to look at the politics as well. I mean, one of the things that none of these presidential contenders, and whenever I say that, I always leave Ron Paul out of it. I'm just talking about all the rest of them. The last thing that they want to have to deal with running for president next year is obviously this immigration debacle. So they want to get this thing done and over with. And so they can talk about all other stuff that means absolutely nothing, because they will not address what David Walker has been pushing them to do with his Wake Up America tour and talk about the real financial crisis that's facing America with the baby boomers retiring next year. Social Security is bankrupt, Medicaid, the whole shebang, together with obviously a whole myriad of other issues that politicians will refuse to discuss, period. They prefer to talk about gays in the military and homosexual agenda and the abortion debate and everything that means absolutely nothing. So yeah, I think personally myself, judging by the way I've been seeing these people operate, it's mind-boggling. And then when you look at what the mainstream media is covering, you know, Paris Hilton, wall to wall, you get to understand why so many people are pretty much, they look into the cesspool of politics. It's disgusting, and they turn around and they don't pay attention to anything. And unfortunately, when you've got that kind of complacency, crooks, thugs, and criminals run wild.
Well, Dr. Bill V said this, and what he said, it rattled around in my brain, and I contemplated that for a while. And he made a statement one day on air. He said, people in this country equate their freedom anymore with the size of their bank accounts.
Sure.
How many toys that they have.
Yeah.
To them, it's enough liquidity to buy themselves out of a bind, get away from a bill, buy a boat, play, you know, whatever. And when I first heard him say that, I perked my ears up, and then I kept turning it over in my mind. I think he's exactly correct.
Oh, sure.
People in this country are not familiar with the form of government. The people in this country that we sometimes deride for being stupid are exactly that. They're ignorant. They're ignorant of the facts. But where are they getting their news? Where are they hearing their opinion, which they turn around and regurgitate at the office cooler or at the local Stop and Rob with somebody standing in line to buy a six-pack of Pepsi?
Yep. Look, I mean, there's even an article in the Atlantic Free Press, of all places, today. And I've got it posted on republictradinggroup.net. The article's entitled, Americans Unready to Revolt Despite Revolting Conditions. I mean, the founders gave us all the tools we needed to alter and abolish the government whenever it became disastrous to its ends. But, you know, unfortunately, our priorities are material possessions. That's how we measure our worth in society today, by what car we have in the garage and what stuff that we have at home, and whether or not, you know, I think more people today are concerned about whether or not they should spring $500 for an iPhone. I mean, that's where we are. I mean, it's amazing. And people will be standing in line on Friday at Apple stores and AT&T stores to be the first ones on the block to have an iPhone. That's the mentality. That's the society we have today. We're not talking about the million kids that are dropping out of high school and obviously the sad state of public education in the system, because we have long abandoned the theory of as our parents did, of wanting to pass on a country better than they found it. We'll be the first generation that will pass on to the next generation a country that doesn't look anything like our grandfathers or your grandfathers knew and appreciated. It's a whole different world. And unfortunately, you can put the blame on that. I don't blame politicians, because politicians do what politicians do when they get, you know, free access to the treasures of the people. I blame the media, the mainstream media, which failed as a guardian of the Fourth Estate to hold a politician's feet to the fire, as the founders thought and hoped they would do.
It is the most incredible time that I have seen, Robbie, in this country. I mean, we've been mapping and tracking this for years. We have warned people repeatedly. I've been there since 1992, at least. Let me see, 92, yeah, that's 15 years, around since 92. when I first started to wake up and I saw them fooling around with NAFTA, and I started listening to Mr. Ross Perot from Dallas, Texas here, and I started to watch all of this, and I started to pay attention. This is the most incredible. The series of events that's just happened in the last month or so in this country is just absolutely incredible. And I don't know what people are going to do, because we have been sounding the bell. We have literally been the watchman on the wall. We have been warning people. We have been telling them. Too many of them sat silent, didn't pass at least the information off to their fellow people that they might themselves get informed. Because when this proverbial sword, and you alluded to it earlier, when this proverbial sword of Damocles comes swinging real close to the neck, it's going to be lobbing heads off. And I do not know what people are going to do, because we have never, ever in this country been in this position that we are right now. Robbie, back in 1929, we were coming out of an agrarian society. We were firing up manufacturing. We were putting in assembly lines. We were teaching people how the good old American ingenuity and know-how worked, and how to put things together, how to create jobs, how to create standards of living. Now, that was in 1929. We had no national debt to speak of. I mean, literally, if we had any, it was in the millions, not in the billions, or certainly not the trillions. We had, what, 35, almost 35% of people out of work in this country. That depression lasted for 10 years until such time that, well, we just kind of got into World War II and started fighting the Nazis and butting up to Uncle Joe Stalin. And then the banks decided that now the time was to let the faucet run once again with a liquidity. So we kind of come out of that depression. We went through the 50s. It was boom times into the 60s. And then we started to see the dips and the bumps and the grinds. And then we have seen this, and we've watched it go on for 30 or more years. It is astronomical, the debt that this country is in. They have absolutely no way out of it. There is nothing that can be done about the system. There is no way to fix it. And I do not believe for a second, Robbie, that these New World Orderites, in order to scare the public into going in a certain direction or following mandated orders, because they're only here to help you, I do not see any biological attacks going on. I don't see any nuclear attacks going on. If you want to look kind of blameless in this situation, with your fingers pointing in either direction on either side of you, what you need to do is just let this take its natural course. Let the market crash. The chaos ensues. The velvet glove comes off the iron fist, and here we go.
Yeah. Look, you know, just think about this, talking about 1929, 1930. I believe it was at that time where two of the world's great marvels of engineering happened in a span of 4 years. In the Bay Area in San Francisco, they built the Bay Bridge in 4 years. They built a even more elaborate engineering structure, the Bay Bridge. At the same time, in Nevada, they built the Hoover Dam in 4 years. And right now, 5 years later, there's still a hole in the ground in New York City.
Let's go to the phones. George in Florida. Hello, George.
Yeah, John. You know, you were talking about, like, people with their boats and cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back the last sentence of the Declaration of Independence, when they signed this document, knowing they committed treason against the king, it said, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." And, you know, that's a sad thing today. We don't, some people will, if this economy crashes, they'll say, "Bring back the football games, bring back the plasma TVs, we'll do what you say," type of thing. And, you know, enslave themselves. And I, you know, it's and you know, I probably don't see an economy crash. I kind of see a race war bringing martial law.
Yeah. I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. I don't think that a race war, the balkanization process, will continue. They've been here for many years. Looks like they're going to be around for many more years to come. I think the economy is going to fall short of your predictions. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
In that same thing that George was talking about, the Declaration of Independence, it also says, nor have we been wanting in attention to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settled here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity. We have conjured them by ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice, and we must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace friends. Robbie?
Yeah.
You've been around for a while. You've seen from the inside out from, well, Mr. Rhodes, Rhodesia, which they changed names. But you have seen this type of thing happen over and over and over again. You were right in the middle of it down in Africa.
Sure.
You're now here in the States watching the very same players with the same program and it's continuing to run.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, look, it's the ultimate fulfillment of cultural Marxism, political correctness. America has been shamed into silence. That's why so many people are quiet. It's a very effective tool, and it's worked like a charm. And I never thought I would say this, you know. I thought I was relatively safe when I came to America, you know. But I'm sitting here and I'm going, is it possible in my lifetime I could see the demise of three countries? And you know, I hate to say this, but yeah, I'm witnessing a political suicide as we speak.
You know, I on a more personal note, you have been aware of what has transpired in this network since January, and I'll tell you how far the political correctness has gone. For people that know me and know how this network operates, you know what I keep hearing back from them? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to stand up for you. I'm not going to say you're a stand-up guy because I don't want to get involved.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to look. It's part of the American psyche. I mean, I used to hear stories when I was outside of America of instances where people were getting mugged on streets in New York. And people would just simply walk on by because they didn't want to get involved. They didn't want to have to deal with a police report or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I mean, it's exactly what you just said. I mean, it's sad, but it's reality.
George in Florida, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. I've got other callers waiting. Your final points, George.
You know, speaking about political correctness, you know, my son went. When my oldest son was in kindergarten, we got a notice from the school that on Valentine's Day, my son can only pass out hearts to only the male classmates because if he gave a Valentine to a female classmate, that'd be construed as sexual harassment.
Oh, sure.
They're conditioning these children in ways that, and this I have admonished people before. If you've got your kids in public schools. And it's just not necessarily public schools. It's even in the private schools. If you do not know how your children are being taught and what they're conditioned to believe, you are failing as a parent. Schools are not a place for expensive babysitting. That is your responsibility of what your children are being taught and how they're being conditioned. And you know what? I didn't hear beans back from people. They didn't take the time to go to PTA meetings. They didn't take the time to go in and question the curriculum that their children are being taught, basically brainwashed with. They have sat back, they have watched this go on, and they have done absolutely nothing.
Parents are scared of their own children today because they regard their children. There was this whole thing that went on in the 70s and the 80s, you know, where people thought that, you know, having children was like having a pet. You know, and you always hear the statement, "Oh, my son's my best friend." No, that's it. As a parent, it's not your job to have your son as your best friend. Your job as a parent is to bring him upright and teach him values and morality, not to be your best friend. And when the little jerk gets out of line, you slap him around. But you see, today that's politically incorrect. That's child abuse.
That's right, and you may go to jail.
Yes.
Rights of the children. Remember, and, UN, rights of the child.
And your child will make you aware of that. If you lay a hand on me, I will go back to school and I'll report you and they'll come and arrest your butt.
That's right. I've seen it. I've seen it for myself, yes.
That's amazing.
George, thanks for your call. Let me move to Chris in New Mexico. Hello, Chris.
Hello, John. I'm still picking my jaw up off the floor after hearing about that Valentine heart story. Going back to the Cheney thing for a minute, you probably caught the story in the L.A. Times entitled Cheney Power Grab?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, in there, in that article, he states that his position has something to do with, is more in the legislative than the executive. So I got curious, and I went through my citizen's rule book here, and I was looking for all the references in here to the vice president. And as it turns out, Article 1, Section 3, I guess I'll have to hold through the break.
You will. Hang on one second, Chris. We're hard up against it. We got to go. Michael, also hang on there. Chris, hang on through the break. We'll be right back with Robbie Noel right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I just want to remind folks and tell your friends to be here for the broadcast tomorrow because we have some very important information. Brad Ward's going to be online with me tomorrow. And this is the showdown in San Antonio, the protest against Johnny Sutton, about all the people that are in jail right now for trying to do their jobs on the border. So you want to be here tomorrow, folks, to get the lowdown on what's transpiring this Saturday, June 30th, down in San Antonio, Texas. Chris in New Mexico, we got cut off by a break. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, I spent the last hour kind of perusing my Constitution here in the Citizens' Rule Book, and the only duty that I can see that the vice president actually has, according to Article 1, Section 3, is that he's the president of the Senate, but shall have no vote unless they be equally divided. All of the other references basically say that if something happens to GW, then Cheney gets promoted to top banana.
And if something happens to him, it's the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, right, and so on down the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, so in a sick, twisted, kind of perverse way, which given the people involved, he's, I dare I say it, he's right. You know, but I mean, the intelligent person would say, no, I don't think so. Don't think that's going to happen.
Well, it almost struck me as an argument that Clinton gave, is what is the meaning of is? What is? What is?
Have you looked that word up in Black's Law Dictionary?
Not recently.
If you ever want to resolve that argument, just look it up in Black's, because, you know, I mean, when you realize that all of this is word art, you know, it's like, please, give me a break. Just one more quick thing. I couldn't help but come to the same conclusion that you did, is that this thing has to run its course. I see no other. I have thought for hours and hours and hours, and I don't see a way out. I mean, no matter what you do, you're never going to get enough people to wake up and go, oh, you know.
Well, I don't think that's the case, because being in communications and being in broadcasting, I take a different tact on that, because even Linda Thompson, you remember her? She ended up wearing tinfoil on her head and saying she was being bombarded by rays years ago.
Well,
even Linda Thompson, that's correct. I've been around for a little while. Even Linda Thompson said, look, if you're not going to be involved in the fight, she had a bumper sticker made. If you're not going to be involved in the fight, leave food on the porch, which basically meant that if you're not going to lift a hand, at least lend support. And I think in this country that we have enough people in this country that have brain cells that still synapse, can still think outside of the box that's been built for them. And if people are given just enough information to know what the game plan here is and where this is going, I think the battle will be a lot shorter. Here's my fear, Chris, that somewhere along the lines, somebody is going to pick a fight. Kind of like the line out of the Braveheart movie. You know, where are you going? Well, I'm going to pick a fight. And if this thing starts out and we have gunfire and people dropping dead in the streets, that they are going to get their wish. They are pushing at every level to try to pick a fight with us. We know that we don't have the numbers right now to go toe-to-toe with them. If we did, that would be a massive suicide. The best of the best that would stand up and literally with their life defend this nation, they would be gone. What needs to take place and what they're afraid of, that's why you're hearing all the noise coming out of D.C., out of the Trent Lotts, out of the Hillary Clintons, that we've got to do something about talk radio. They're not talking about Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh. They're talking about us, that we have had a profound influence on people. We have changed and shifted their paradigm of thought. They're looking at this whole chess game from the other side of the board now, and they're seeing it for exactly what it is. We cannot be allowed to continue. The ongoing informational war, if you choose, cannot continue to happen, because it is having a profound effect. People are waking up. They're starting to be given the little pieces of the puzzle. We've given them the framework. Now they're smart enough to start picking those pieces and finishing out that puzzle. They can see it for themselves what it is, and they're scared to death. Somebody wants to pick a fight. People want to keep the fear-mongering going. This is going to be the absolute end of this republic if we cannot keep doing what we are doing to wake people up. This has been my mantra, Chris, for a long time. I've never changed my tune, nor will I ever. No matter how adverse the situation gets, we are still going to be doing tomorrow and next week what we are doing right now.
I fully agree and concur with what you're saying. I've been with you now for about 4 years. Almost. And what amazes me just in the last year or so is that I've come into contact with people that I never even met before. And in conversation, you know, I ask them, you know, do you know about RBN or Alex Jones or, you know, whoever?
Mm-hmm.
No, don't have a clue. But they do seem to all of a sudden have a clue about the police state
mm-hmm.
bearing down. And all the rest of it, and they're going, this is getting pretty serious, and, you know, it sounds to me like there's going to be a revolution here pretty soon.
Now imagine if they did tune in to AJ, or they did tune into this network, and they started to get the pieces of the puzzle. This is why, Chris, and sometimes not too eloquently, sometimes pretty heavy-handedly, I have been after people. Do an email. Get somebody to sit down and listen to the program. I just ran into people that I had never met before in my life today. that I was talking with them, and they said, you know, I kind of recognize your voice. Do you do radio? And evidently, they had heard a radio program somewhere, sometime. I didn't know my voice was that distinct, but I guess it is. That these people, they once I told them who I was and what my name was, they went, oh, yeah. And then we conversed like we've been long-lost friends. You know, it's amazing. And here's the thing. Here's the thing that has always bothered me, that people are too afraid to speak with other people. And the trick of it is, and I don't know if people are hearing me to this day, you've got to be a better listener than you are a talker. Because when you engage people, you find out what's on their mind. Here we sit with this vast basket of knowledge that we can spoon feed them until they are full. Hopefully, they'll never be satiated. They'll never have enough information. And that is the next patriot in line that turns around and makes the next patriot. This is what I have been about all of these years. All of these years.
And yes, it, sir. Well, you know, like I said, I'm sure if you think back, you might remember the little guy that called you up and was, you know, making a mess in his shorts saying, you know, what are we going to do and blah, 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 blah. And well, you know, 4 years later, it's like I see the big picture now, you know, and I have to say thank you for that.
Well, Chris, it's all of our jobs to do that for our fellow Americans. We're in a pinch. And we need the help of all the people out there that are awake right now.
Well, believe me, I spread the word at every opportunity, and that is not something I'm going to stop doing anytime soon.
Well,
Godspeed, John. Thanks for your time.
Okay, Chris, thank you. Robbie, they're out there.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Sure.
We need more of them. And like you said, you know, somebody that never heard me or another talk show host, or they don't have a clue.
Yep.
But they know something's very wrong.
Oh, I think by and large, I mean, there's no question. I think if you had to honestly ask, even people who pay scant attention to the world of politics, they know that something is seriously wrong. But they just, I guess, they're in denial up until the point that it hits them in the face.
Well, unfortunately for those people, it's going to be it's going to be too late for them.
Absolutely.
If you're not going to join in a fight, leave food on the porch. Michael in New York. Hello, Michael.
Hi, John. Hey, Robbie. Thanks for taking my call, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you've got a great show, John, and that's why it's we're fortunate that your network is out there, because of your network, you're waking up a lot of people. We've come a long way. I've been on the trail of the New World Order since the 70s, and through the 70s, through the 80s, into the early 90s, you figure you're all alone. But lo and behold, the good Lord blesses us. We've got great networks out there, great programming, getting the truth out there. And that's why those commies in the government are scared, and they need to supposedly get fair, balanced talk radio out there where we finally have fair, balanced talk radio because of you guys. We never had it before, and they are petrified of it. You know, I can explain why Vice President Dick Cheney feels he's not a part of the executive branch. I believe GW recently passed another executive order creating a whole new branch they call the royalty branch.
The royalty branch? Would you like to expound on that?
Yeah, they all think they're royalty now.
You know, I was walking by one of the gals that works here. I was looking at what she had on a computer screen. She goes, come over and take a look at this. There's a picture of George Bush in the Oval Office. There's Adolf Hitler on a flag. His to-do list is create more terrorism, you know, call Rummy, and so on and so forth. And sometimes, Michael, you just have to laugh. But this
sure
is not really a laughing matter. You've been awake for a long time, and you're starting to see the benefit of people communicating with other people. And I can think of no better time. And as Robbie pointed out earlier, and Robbie, you said it very well, that people are they're politically correct now. That's not the term that I think is applicable, but it's the closest one that fits. That they're not politically correct. They're politically scared. They're scared to open up their mouths. And these are the people that have been sitting on this fence for a long time that know something's very, very wrong, but they don't know what's right or how to fix it. They don't have their knowledge base. People that I know, my friend, that are in the know, aren't scared. They're just extremely ticked off right now.
That's right. That's right. Only those that are just waking up are going to go through the fear process, the fear phase of the wake-up process, because that's the first thing. You realize, oh, my God, it's all big lie. The enemy's here, and we're in deep doo-doo.
That's right.
But those that are have been adjusted to that fact for a long time are just super ticked off, because we know if any decent Americans were around from 100 years ago or prior, they'd be hanging these SOBs a long time ago. They got the nerve to think the royalty in the United States, they'd be swinging a long time ago. And well, it's just very sad that the Americans today are that stupid not to know that.
Well, I was interested last night. I was watching at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was watching Lou Dobbs on CNN. Didn't get much sleep last night. Had one of those restless nights. And he had two lawyers. Actually, they were professors, law professors from university. And forgive me, I forget their names. But one of them said that this democracy. And Lou Dobbs let it go for a few minutes. And then he came back and he says, well, it's a democratic republic. And I thought, well, Lou, you're getting closer. You kind of admonished your professor of Constitution and law there. You kind of set him in his place, but you didn't go far enough. It should be the Constitutional Republic, not this democratic constitution or a constitution with democratic processes. Let's just get it right. First off, it's a constitutional republic. It has its limitations. And I'll tell you what, it is a democracy. As far as these clowns in Washington are concerned, it is a democracy. As long as they can convince their constituency, 51% of them, on any issue, I don't care what it is, that's their democracy. It has no basis in law. It's got
that's
no
right.
basis in the Constitution. As long as we can get up here in front of the cameras and spin our tails and convince the people, well, then it is a democracy. So in essence, they are correct.
Sure, the system that they've now perpetrated on us, that they've created, artificially created, sure, they're correct. That's what they have us trapped in. And it's just sad that still many Americans, when you talk to them, don't realize we are a constitutional republic with limitations on the government. The government has no business being in business, only to protect us and make sure all the states of the union are in harmony with the U.S. Constitution. That's their whole job.
You know, I'm waiting for Ron Paul to get fed up with these hit pieces and these messages that they want to craft over the media and portraying this guy as being some kind of wacko. I mean, I saw Neil Cavuto do this today, and I'm waiting for Ron Paul just to get a little edgier and a little angrier and then to start putting this forth the way it is without looking like he's trying to be too political on this deal. If I was Ron Paul right now, I'd be digging my heels in, and I'd have my fingers in more faces of the Sean Hannitys out there. He's got the opportunity to do it. He's got a bully pulpit, although albeit small. I don't think he still realizes how many people out there support them, support him and what he's doing. But I'll tell you what, it's got to be ramped up, because they are just politically going to kill this guy.
Yes, sir, John. That's a good call. I hope Ron is listening right now to that great advice, and we all got to get behind him, and he's got to dig in, and now he's got to show these guys, he's got to take every opportunity he can to show the public what he's really all about, and that all this opposition is, they're just afraid of him because he's a legitimate, honest politician, pro-constitutional republic American, and they're petrified of him.
It's TT time. Throw the timidity out the window and get tenacious. Thanks.
Amen to that, John.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye now.
All right, Robbie, you've got to run here because you got to prep for your own show here that's coming up in exactly 11 minutes and 15 seconds. You have a deal out there, and evidently the deal is pretty good today because gold prices are down $9. Is there anybody out there that's going to protect their assets, and how do they go about doing it?
Well, without question, and it's unfortunate Bob couldn't make it with us today, because this is the best deal that I've ever offered as the Bob Chapman special. And as a matter of fact, it's such a great deal. We're not going to simply limit it to Tuesday. We're going to just simply limit it to until obviously we run out of product, And the coin that we have chosen as the best deal is the 1 ounce South African Krugerrand, and we're selling it for $11 over spot. I mean, that's simply unheard of within the industry. That's less than 1% over the cost of spot gold. So if you order 20 or more, you will get a free year subscription to the International Forecaster. But if you want to order, you know, 5 or 10, that's fine. You just won't get the free subscription. But if you order 20 or more, you will get a free yearly subscription to the International Forecaster. And once again, that price will be based on $11 over spot. So that's a great deal.
Well, oof. Well, it's almost like working without a net. Less than 1%?
Less than 1%.
Whew. Well, we're really going to make some people mad out there.
Well, yes. Well, you know, you mentioned, you know, when you mentioned Linda Thompson, I mean, you took me back a decade.
I know. You jumped in Uncle Sherman's Wayback Machine here.
And you remember someone else in that era. Her name was Claire Wolfe.
Boy, I haven't heard that name in years.
And she caused a stir 10 years ago by saying to us, listen, you guys, you've got to understand, it's too late to work within the system, but it's too early to start shooting the bastards.
You know, Robbie, I kind of joked about this before, but in a more serious note, at this point in time, I am just urging all people to be, how should we say, more tolerant, because they're turning up the heat.
Yep.
And my biggest fear is that an excuse will be made to shut down talk radio, to shut the people up that have been out there beating this, I mean, endlessly, 24/7. You know, it reminded me when Michael called in from New York, and I often say this, the 16-pound sledge syndrome, or was it Chris? I forget. Either or. The psychological fits that people go through once they start to find out what's really going on. And I think we have to think back personally, ourselves, as to how we reacted when we started hearing this news. I was one of these people that said, you know, hey, you got to prove this. I'm a doubting Thomas. I don't take anybody's word for anything. Give me the facts and give me the straight skinny. Forget the spin. Forget the agenda. Forget whatever. I want to hear what's really going on. And I, for the first couple of years, tried to disprove. Anything came along, I tried to disprove what was being said. And the only thing that I did was prove it to be correct. And that's what set me on my path. That's what gave me the conviction and the courage to keep pressing forward, because I knew back then we had no alternative.
Yeah.
All right, Robbie, one more time on that special, and I know you got to run, and I appreciate you coming up for this time.
No problem. 1 ounce South African Krugerrands, pure 1 ounce of gold, $11 over spot. It is a substantial discount to any other bullion coin out there. Average bullion coins sell for around about $34 over spot. So folks have got an opportunity while stocks last. And I'll say this again, we don't have many of these. So get them while you can. 1-800-691-7898. I'll speak about it more in the next hour.
All righty. Robbie Noel, thank you, my friend. I appreciate you spending the time with me on this Tuesday.
My pleasure, my friend. Hang in there, brother. Hey. Don't let the bastards get to you.
Thank you. Appreciate
okay.
it. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. Again, folks, sometimes you just got to go, huh? I cannot believe politically what is happening in this country today. I mean, if you missed the first part of the show, I started out by talking about Ron Paul and how Neil Cavuto tried to tie Ron Paul in to Ed and Elaine Brown. These folks have never met each other. I don't know how much Ron Paul knows about the Brown situation. But I was watching this from the outset, that they are going to try to, like they do anybody else, any honest people in this country. You know, for years and years and years, I had to put up with, well, you're anti-government. Well, you're anti-Semitic. You're anti-this. You're anti-that. No. I am very pro. I am pro a lot of things. What I don't stand for is deceit, lies, subterfuge. You know, you got to man up. Every once in a while, you got to man up. You got to look people straight in the eye, and you got to start telling the truth. It doesn't hurt, because the problem is, when you tell a lie, and if you care at all, then you got to tell another lie to cover up your previous lie. And before too long, you've told so many lies, you don't even know what the truth is anymore. And that's what, I'll tell you what, going after Ron Paul, I'm starting to see the opening salvo, albeit early. This is how much of a danger Mr. Ron Paul, Dr. Paul, is to the political landscape in this country today. That they're coming out this early to go after this guy, trying to paint him. And by the way, the background shot was from the press conference, okay, while Neil Cavuto is speaking to Ron Paul, up on the screen behind Cavuto was Ed and Elaine Brown at the podium, and Ed's hands are spread as if he's some sort of madman. Well, I've met Ed and Elaine Brown. Their program is on this network and will remain on this network come hell or high water, or until hell freezes over, whichever comes first. And I'm sorry, I didn't bring my ice skates. So I don't think that's going to happen. But I've met these folks. They're fine folks. They're standing on a principle. And Ron Paul is standing on principle. And what we're starting to see is these scurrilous little sons of guns trying to bring Ron Paul down by a subject that a lot of people do not understand still in this country. Ron Paul in that interview, although I don't necessarily would consider it an interview, more of an ambush than an interview, but he started talking about the Federal Reserve and the IRS. And Cavuto asked the question, well, when you would take office, the first minute that you were in office, you're going to do away with the IRS? Mr. Paul considered that for a second, and he said, well, and then he didn't even let Ron Paul start. He said, let me understand this. How are we supposed to run the government if we don't pay taxes? And there's another loaded question, because the people generally, and Neil Cavuto is one of the spokespeople for the Wall Street Boys, would not let him finish. And then it was very telling as to how he said it. He said, I want to stay on message. What he meant to say is, I want to stay on point. But he had that slip like George Bush did about the amnesty. He had a little brain fart that went on, and he said, I want to stay on message. And the message was that, Ron Paul, you're some kind of loony. If you're tied to these Browns up there in New Hampshire, they're loonies. You know, my goodness, how are we supposed to pay the bills? And Ron Paul made a statement. He said, you know, he said, this building I'm standing in front of, he said, it was built before the Federal Reserve. How did we pay for it? And Ron Paul's for limited government. He's not for the socialized America. So they started to come out. They're coming out. I saw it today. The first salvo has been fired. And Mr. Ron Paul is, in my estimation, folks, this is only my personal opinion, he's got to take the nice guy gloves off, because that paints him as being a little timid at times when he's not. He's really a genteel and remarkably, I mean, he's a remarkable, genuine human being. But I think he's got to pull off those gloves and get a little bare-knuckled with these people. He stands for the truth. The man's never had to lie, and why should he? Truth stands of its own merit, does it not? Remember what I said about telling a lie. You got to tell another one to cover it up, and before too long, you don't even have a clue of what the truth or falsehoods are anymore. That'll do it for us today. Be with us tomorrow. It's going to be an important show. Join